seat or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
If there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Hello, Kingston. CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Please consider donating today and help support local and earn the chance to win some amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws running in December featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Gray Malkin's Wireworks, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Skin Fusion Spa, Smokes Poutinerie, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Terra Natural Foods, Wit, and Thousand Islands Cruises. Enjoy the benefits of donating and help CFRC continue to be the longest running campus radio station in Canada. Donate today via CFRC.ca.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes after 2 o'clock, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca on the web. And this is Swing, Swang, Swung, 2 hours of jazz on a Saturday afternoon. My name's Dave. I'll be here right up to 4 o'clock. Special show today. Been looking forward to this all week. Greg Runyons is coming in today. Talk to us about his brand new record, Star Stuff. And he'll be here around 2:30. We'll get into the details about all of that and play a bunch of the record for everybody. Other big jazz news around town this week, though. On Thursday at the RCHA Club at 7 p.m., the Kingston Jazz Society is holding a fundraising event. It's got a holiday theme. The recommended donation at the door is somewhere between $15 and $35. And for that, you're going to get to see three great musical performances. There is Chancey's Rum Punch, which is a trio made up of Paul Clifford and Rich Bannard and Chris Brown, with Chantel Thompson doing the vocal work with that group. They'll be followed by the Mourning Doves, which is Oscar and Spencer Evans, with Tyson Sullivan doing the vocal work out front on that group. And then there's a big jam session to close things out. Michael Broadhead's trio is going to lead a jam session to close out the evening as well. There's a big silent auction going on as part of the fundraising events, so mark that on your calendar. If you want all the details, go to kingstonjazz.ca on the web. Everything's right there for you. And besides seeing Chantel at the fundraiser on Thursday, you could see her on Wednesday as well. She is opening with for the Blind Boys of Alabama on Wednesday, December 3rd at the Grand Theater. They're doing their Christmas show there. She's going to be accompanied by Oscar and Spencer Evans for that concert. And then Chris Brown is joining her as the Blind Boys use her as their opening act around Ontario for the rest of the month. So looking forward to hearing all about Chantel's work there. And yeah, remember, Kingston Jazz Society hosts a jam session at the RCHA every Monday afternoon into the early evening. So check that out. And yeah, remember, it's funding drive week as well, or month, going right to the end of December with the funding drive this year. Please go to CFRC.ca and just follow the links there and give whatever you can to help support campus and community radio. Time to jump right into some music. I want to play something from Greg Spiro here. This is called One Direction Only. It's the title track from a brand new recording Greg's put out with Miguel Atwood. Swing, swang, swung.
We'll be right back.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Thank you.
That's a song called Satellite. Brand new music from Brad Meldow and his trio. Before that, music from Chihiro Yakamashi and a track called Yagabushi. And that's from her best of 2000 to 2025 recording. And brand new record from a Scandinavian saxophonist, Nicole Yoga Hansen, and The Courtship Dance off that record. And we started off with music from Greg Spiro and One Direction Only, title track from his brand new recording. It's now 30 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, Kingston's campus and community radio station. This is Swing Swang Swung, and we're thrilled. I am so happy. Greg Runyons has come in. It's been a while since you've been on the show, Greg. Thanks so much for showing up. Got to bring you up here. You there?
I think I'm here.
There we go. Sorry about that. Again, welcome. Brand new recording out.
Yeah.
Draw you in. The disc is called Star Stuff, a Cosmos Suite. I read somewhere that, inspiration comes from Carl Sagan.
He had this TV series back when we were, I guess, in high school.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a 12-show series. And then there was a book based on it. And I revisited the book, and at one point I wrote some music for each chapter, and these four here turned into big band tunes. Not everything turned into a large group piece of music.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that was the starting of
it. And that's his quote, eh? That we are star stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. We're all made from materials from the stars.
Exactly.
And you were telling me before we went on air that this is started as a COVID project.
Yeah, we started the recording process, I guess, 6 months after we all got sent home and we're living in our houses by ourselves. And so I made sort of a bed track for each tune, put them in a place where the musicians could access it, and they gradually recorded their own parts from home, really. And I think everybody did that except for Mike Castles, who did his drums here in the studio, and Artie Roth came down and did his bass here. But most people did their parts from their
room. Have you ever done anything like that before?
What's that?
Have you ever done anything like that before?
I've not really done that kind of project before, but the times sort of made it appropriate, and took a lot longer than I thought, but it still came out pretty well, I think.
It sounds seamless.
Yeah.
To my ear, anyway, for sure. And how do you go about collecting the musicians? A lot of people you worked with before?
Yeah, it's all people that I've crossed paths with frequently. And I'm trying to think. Yeah, most of the people are people that I've had play in the big band before. We had James Hill played the piano, and he hadn't participated yet.
Oh, that's a new
James
name to me.
Years ago in Napanee, and we just got to the point where we were trying to put the piano down, and he contributed some of that.
Interesting. Yeah, the rhythm section sounds so good all the way through this. It's really, really lovely.
And
big horn sections and a mix of local players and Toronto players and I guess, and even Montreal players with Jocelyn.
Yeah, there's quite a wide range. Paul Jocelyn's there playing trumpet. Paul Tynan plays trumpet, and he did all his stuff. And Annie Ganish.
Oh, wow.
Janet McRae did a lot of the trumpet from here. And John McLeod did his stuff from home. So quite a large geographic swath of players.
Yeah, but digitally it all comes together so tight.
Yeah, well, most of that end result comes from the players being accurate, and then from Mike Castles in the studio being able to take everything that came in and make sense of it, really, so that it all lines up and sounds like we're in the same space rather than different places.
Well, before we get too deep into the talking here, let's play some music. Can we start with the opening track from the record, Traveler's Tales?
Sure, that would be nice.
What can you tell us about this? Where does this fit in the compositional?
I'm trying to think about this one. Okay, so this one, I think it's hard to tell, or maybe you can tell. It's all based on a 12-tone row that I wrote to do some of the music. But it's not really like serial music. It's just a sequence of notes that makes up the main melody. And then I took it and just created a bunch of different sections and tried to orchestrate these pieces without writing like vertical chords, more like writing mostly melodies for everybody. There's more to it than that, but that'll give you the picture.
It's a really pretty tune. This is Traveler's Tales, the opening track from Star Stuff, A Cosmo Suite, the Greg Runyon's big band.
Thank you.
Wow, good stuff. That's Traveler's Tales, the opening track from Star Stuff, a Cosmos Suite, music from the Greg Runyon's Big Band. Greg's here in the studio with me. Greg, I'm so impressed when you tell me about the recording process for this. It sounds so seamless, so beautiful. Like it's all done in just one beautiful studio recording. You can almost hear the people playing on top of each other.
Sounds like they were in the same room, but they were in their homes, their living rooms and bedrooms, and sent them in, and then we kind of put it all together here. Mike Castles did all the mixing.
Yeah, lots of credit to Mike. What a talent he's got.
He's the man, really, especially for that.
Well, yeah, it sounds great. Like the rhythm section in here sounds so strong all the way through this, too.
Yeah, they do sound great. I don't know. It came together pretty well. I mean, mostly just because of the way those people play, you know, when they listen. Even if it's not live, they still react to each other like they're
and they've playing got, live gigs. They've got a history playing together as well, right? So,
oh, for sure.
They're
Hardy
not in the
Mike
same room with each other.
Bass and drums have played together a lot, and Dave Barton. He's been with us. He's been on maybe every project I've done. So, yeah, it's a group feel.
And again, this is called Star Stuff. I'm intrigued by the inspiration from the Cosmos TV show and all of that and stuff as well. Does that play in your compositional?
I think more just for the atmospheric quality of them, not so much on the nitty gritty of it, you know.
Right.
But I did notice from the TV show and from the books that a lot of his writing, he references music a lot. He was a musician, played the piano quite well. And when he's describing stuff, he frequently, you know, uses an analogy that would relate to music. So I found a lot of the titles seem to have a connection, and then the content of the text in the books frequently talked about musical things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that first track starts in with a real ethereal, I thought, hey, oh, here we go. It's going to have a real spacey kind of theme to it here. But then it gets quite adventurous and quite romantic at other times as well.
Well, I guess a kind of a multi-sectional, you know, as thing kind of travels and moves from place to place.
Well, that's appropriate as well, for sure. Yeah. I played the second track here, Lingering on the Shores, a couple of times on the show over the last few weeks. So I'm going to skip over it, and I want to go to The Edge of Forever.
Okay.
Can you tell me anything about this before we play it? Anything to set it up?
I think this is, if there's a tune on the recording that's more of a jazz tune, this would probably be it. You know, it's a melodic phrase that's pitched out over like a more traditional chord progression you might hear in Duke Ellington tune or, you know, Strayhorn kind of tune. And it's kind of a ballad. It moves forward a little bit as the piece progresses, but it features kind of the low end. It features Artie Roth on the bass, and it features William Karn on the trombone. Mm. And John McLeod does a little bit at the end on the flugelhorn, but it was largely also a vehicle to feature some people who hadn't had a chance to get a spot to say their bit, so to speak.
Perfect. Okay, this is The Edge of Forever, Greg Runyon's Big Band on Swing, Swang, Swung. Thank you. Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year.